This is sa-news.com. Did the tobacco giant BAT, or British American Tobacco, gave Mugabe up to $500,000 to release their private spies in 2012? Leaked documents. According to documents seen by the BBC program Panorama, British American Tobacco's BAT private spies were caught spying on Savannah Tobacco's factory in Zimbabwe in 2012. After paying for talks with high-ranking ZANU-PF members about a donation of up to $500,000, the three spies were released. BAT is the manufacturer of Lucky Strike cigarettes and is one of the largest companies in the UK, where the multinational tobacco monopoly is headquartered in London. The investigation touched on the world of corporate competition, illegal espionage and bribery in Africa, or more specifically, the tobacco industry. The focus of the investigation was BAT, which had been accused of bribery in various African states, and the private security firm called Forensic Security Services, FSS, which the company relied on for its business in South Africa. FSS has long been accused of doing a number of illegal things on behalf of its client, BAT, such as eavesdropping on their competitors, putting tracking devices on their cars, or bribing corrupt officials to impede competition and help BAT. The BBC report was based on leaked documents and the testimony of a former FSS employee, Peter Schneider, who was very clear about what he had done in the past and believes that the tobacco giant was very well aware of the illegal nature of the FSS operation. Snyder claims that instead of tackling the sale of counterfeit cigarettes, he violated British law by hiring spies, paying bribes and using illegal tracking devices. They gave us money to do it. I had to specify my invoice. You had to specify what you used the money for. They said we had to tap competitors' phones, physically monitor them, on the trucks, where they are going, where they are unloading, and we had to follow them, he said. In 2012, the operation returned from Zimbabwe when people paid the FSS to spy on Savannah Tobacco Factory were caught. Three directors of the company had been arrested and charged with illegal espionage. BAT provided a bribe of about $12,000 to a contractor to gain access to the senior people of the party of the president, Robert Mugabe, to negotiate the release, the BBC reported, referring to the man who carried out the mission. An internal memorandum outlined the terms of the settlement, a generous donation to the Zimbabwean African National Union Patriotic Front, or ZANU-PF, campaign coffers before Mugabe's forthcoming re-election would sort things out. The amount of the donation had to be between $300,000 and $500,000 to ZANU-PF, the document reads. British American Tobacco dismissed the BBC's allegations that it was sabotaging opponents in Southern Africa and that it had to bribe Zimbabwe's ruling party when their spies were caught, as a wrong characterization of their behavior. BAT insists that their activities were fully legal and were intended to help the law enforcement in African countries eliminate crime in the tobacco industry. Investigators found no evidence that the bribe was indeed delivered, but the three directors were released within days of the transaction being offered. FSS worked for the British tobacco giant in Southern Africa between 2000 and 2016, but BAT denies any involvement in illegal activities. Paying bribes anywhere in the world would be illegal for a company operating under British jurisdiction. We in particular reject the mischaracterization of our conduct. Our efforts to combat illegal trade were aimed at assisting law enforcement agencies in the fight against the criminal trade in tobacco products, the company told the British broadcaster, and added that acting responsibly and with integrity underpins the foundations of our culture. BAT said the allegations against them are not new, stressing that paying sources for information on criminal conduct is legal, but this is not the first time BAT has been accused of bribery. The allegations of misconduct first appeared in December 2015, when the BBC's current affairs program aired claims by whistleblower Paul Hopkins. BAT has been accused of bribing government officials from at least five African countries, in an attempt to undermine the United Nations Public Health Treaty in violation of British bribery law. After more than 3 years of investigating the cigarette giant over allegations that they bribed government officials in Africa, the British Serious Fraud Office, SFO, dropped its investigations into BIT at the beginning of this year. It said that it did not have enough evidence to support a realistic prospect of conviction. Please visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.